Bob and his fellow critics may be giving The Happening the cold shoulder, but the movie is part of a hot trend, the environmental fright flick. NPR's Netta Ulaby takes a look at the latest in eco-horror.
All those deaths in New York and Philadelphia forced The Happening's heroes to join a mass evacuation.
You okay?
I see Boston got hit, too.
Where'd you hear that?
A friend from work. What about Yvette?
Oh, she made it out on the bus.
What the hell is going on, Elliot?
What's happening is an environmental catastrophe. Director M. Night Shyamalan originally called the movie The Green Effect.
Because when I was writing it and I sold it, I hadn't seen Inconvenient Truth yet. And when I saw that, I was like, oh man, this is worse than I thought.
Shyamalan joked that Al Gore's documentary may be the seminal horror film of the century. And in Inconvenient Truth's box office success may be partially responsible for the recent flood of apocalyptic dramas about climate change. Within the past few years, we've had Sunshine, The Day After Tomorrow, and even a CBS miniseries about global warming that had hurricanes sweeping through Chicago and tornadoes tearing through Vegas. Expect remakes soon of movies like The Swarm and Creature from the Black Lagoon that blame pollution and climate change for monstrous mutants. Next year, the science fiction epic Avatar, directed by James Cameron, will depict aliens and humans struggling for ecological survival. Film scholar Kendall Phillips says these movies all have one idea in common.
Somehow the planet has grown tired of us, and we've overstayed our welcome, and something bad is about to happen.
Environmental horror pictures are nothing new. Think Godzilla vs. the Smog Monster from 1971. Phillips says eco-horror was common in the 70s, when moviegoers escaped worries about a gas crisis, with disaster films like Earthquake, and movies about mutant frogs, alligators, and bears. Horror always seems to reflect the anxieties of its time, says scholar Kendall Phillips. But unlike the creature features of the past, today's eco-horror movies, like The Happening, see the whole world as malevolent and vengeful.
I'm scared.
It's not that far a stretch from the old haunted house movies in which the house becomes kind of a character. So if you think of the Amityville Horror, now we're just expanding that so that literally the ecosphere plays that kind of menacing role.
Wow, our planet is the haunted house.
The sad truth is that the world is going to become a more and more desperate place. It's going to look more and more like a zombie film as we go along.
Independent filmmaker Larry Fessenden.
That's why I make horror films. I'm trying to say, wake up, people.
Fessenden has been making environmentally themed horror films for years. Animal testing or oil drilling are, to him, ideal subjects for the genre.
I can think of nothing more horrifying than the self-betrayal of destroying the very thing that you love, the very thing that nurtures you. And rather than make films about people killing their mothers, I make films about our sort of indescribable self-contempt that we would destroy the earth that gives us life.
Why wouldn't the wilderness fight us, like any organism would fend off a virus?
The Last Winter is a Fessenden film that takes place in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska. It's set in the near future, and the government has just granted oil company workers permission to drill.
Ever since I got here, I could tell that there was something wrong. Not the job, not the cold, not being isolated. I'm telling you, I've seen something out there in the snow.
Oil is literally the crushed plant and animal life from millennia ago, and now we're burning that. We're burning these corpses, and naturally that suggests sort of a ghostly return, and we're desecrating graves.
Larry Fessenden is now in talks with Leonardo DiCaprio's production company. DiCaprio last year produced a scary environmental documentary of his own, The 11th Hour. Hollywood has a long way to go when it comes to its own environmentalism, says Fessenden. Film sets leave massive carbon footprints. But he hopes that eco-horror can affect the cultural conversation.
We don't want to be in a horror film. We don't want to wake up in a horrible superstorm. We don't want to have wars over the last drops of water. We don't want our shores inundated with environmental refugees. These are all potentially on our horizon. we don't want to live in a horror film. We want to go to them at the movies and then come out and have a sweet and beautiful life.
After all, Fessenden says, what is a horror film but a cautionary tale? Neto Ulibi, NPR News.
You can find reviews of all kinds of summer movies, from horror comedy to a Czech farce to a Werner Herzog documentary, on our website, npr.org.